Brewers fans and the terrible, horrible, no good, very bad day. That was yesterday, apparently. Seems that way. Devin Williams was in his clubhouse, standing in front of his locker, asked about the Josh Hader trade. Now, we know these two are close. We know they're pals. Devin Williams has gone on the record talking about how influential Hader has been to his development. They're buddies. So I'm not surprised that he was bummed by it. I'm not surprised that it took him by surprise. I'm not surprised that he is struggling with the reality of Josh Hader putting on a different uniform, being in a different clubhouse. Here's what else he had to say yesterday when asked about Hader.
Tough business sometimes, huh?
You could say that. A lot of things that don't really make sense, you know? I don't know. I want to win. That's really the biggest thing to me. I don't really have much to say about it.
So go out and win, Devin. Take that job, take the closer role, grab it with both hands, and go out and win.
But what if he thinks that this move signals that the team doesn't believe that they can win as much as he wants to win? What if players believe that?
It's a business. It's unfortunate, but it's a business. And he knows that better than anybody. They all know this. Right, we're asking the listeners, were the Brewers better? Were they making the World Series, rather? Were they making the World Series before the Hader trade? Y'all said no. Gabe, you said it like that.
Yeah.
No.
There's too many teams. There's a couple of really good teams in the National League, and despite the Brewers, do the Mets have a better starting staff with DeGrom back?
With DeGrom back, if he's DeGrom, I agree. I think so.
I mean, he was throwing 102 last night.
He's really good.
So the Brewers have either the first or second best starting staff in, and you know, I'll even extend that to the pitching staff. They have the first or second pitching staff in the National League.
So why were you so quick to say no? Because of the offense?
Hitting is
it's not good.
Suspect at best, and I just don't see how they would be able to compete with the way the roster is currently constructed with the Padres.
Let me ask you this, Chewy, because you've been in locker rooms, you've been a player, right? Mm-hmm. How much do you have to be delusional? And I mean that in the nicest way. Honestly, when you go out there, do you have to have a level of delusion regarding what you can do, regarding what your team can do in order to go out there day in and day out and try to get the job done?
See, it was different for us because it was a progression and we could see the progression. So our first year, we're just getting, and I'm talking my career, first year, you're getting your feet under yourself because it's a new staff. You really don't know. And then you see, all right, you go to a playoff game for the first time in 26 years, and then you win a playoff game, and then you beat a very, very good team in San Francisco on the road, and you kick the crap out of them, really, right? And then it just keeps growing and growing and growing. Like in 92, 93, we knew we weren't winning the Super Bowl. I mean, real players aren't stupid.
Yeah.
You know? And it's... it's different because I didn't think when they went to the NLCS.
In 18.
I didn't think they were one of the best teams. They were good. I didn't think they were one of the best teams, but they were right there.
Got to game seven,
you know?
We're hosting game seven.
It won game seven.
Yeah. And I think right now I think the players are like, all right, we're not that far off. Like I said, you go to battle with what you have in the locker room. Yeah, there's better players in the league, but like you said, it's a 3-5-7 game series. They believe they can win. I think they want a little more, you know. And right, I agree with Devin Williams. You lose your buddy. There's a sting. There's a sting that happens, and it's going to take a couple days to wear off and get your feet back under you. But I think, do you think? What they got in return for Hader wasn't enough, and that bothers them a little bit.
Maybe, but I mean, I think the haul that they got for Josh Hader is about as good as they could do. I just have a hard time seeing them doing better.
But some of those players are the future, right? Don't want to see future, but they don't.
It's the near future. Like the bat that they got could see some time this year if there are some injuries, and is going to have every opportunity to make the team next year.
But they don't want to see that. Players don't want to see that.
Yeah,
or they don't care right now.
Yeah, they don't care right now,
yeah,
which
they
is
don't
fine.
Care.
But like, the shock over this is the thing that is surprising. Like, this has been out there for weeks that Josh Hader could potentially get traded right now. It's been out there that the Brewers are taking calls on Josh Hader. So it shouldn't have been shocking that some team came calling and were able to pry Josh Hader away.
No, but I go back to, I think it was 93 or 94 when we didn't have a running back. you know? And Ron was just trying to find a running back. Brought in, traded with John Stevens from New England. He made a couple moves, and you see that, and you're like, I get it. He wants us to get better at that position. I would say the players, like I said, aren't stupid. They're like, where's the bat? Where's
but
the bat?
Where everyone in the world is the responsibility on the players to... This is the situation. This is what we're in. We still got to go out there and play our asses off. We still got to go out there and bust our humps. Right? Like, at some point, we ask these guys to compartmentalize everything else going on in their lives. Why is this any different? Because it's a convenient theory for fans to jump on? I mean, to sit here and say that the hater trade lost the locker room, lost the clubhouse, is just people like, it's panic. It's panic to the nth degree. That's what this is. It's peak panic.
But, Jen, I go back to 95 when I played, and they bring Keith Jackson. I could have been the biggest baby bitch on the face of the earth. Could have, like, but you know what? I'm like, hell, this is another piece. This guy is good. Yeah, I'm not going to play as much. You know, I'm still going to split time with him. But this combination gets us closer to where we want to go. And that's what players want. And I don't think they saw that out of this trade. I really don't. They wanted J.D. Martinez, and they didn't get him.
You wanted J.D. Martinez, and you wonder why Ashton doesn't try to give you at least a little bit of rope. Because here you go.
Yeah,
and
I need to dump something.
Yep.
That's how I think the Brewers are. They're very unselfish, but they're smart enough to know, hey, but we don't have enough pieces.
There was no bat, and J.D. Martinez wasn't making a difference.
Can you say that louder? Can you say that louder? There was no bat.
No, the only bat that was out there was Juan Soto. Like, that was it. Like, that was the only major bat that was going to make a difference.
Ashton, do you agree?
Like, Trey Mancini? No.
He doesn't agree.
The way that I look at it is different than saying there's not a bat. The way I would rephrase it is I would say there's not a bat that they were going to go get. They were not going to go get Juan Soto. They didn't have enough to get him. They didn't have enough probably to get Trey Mancini. And if you think he wasn't going to make a difference, then this team just is what it is. Like, if he wasn't going to make a difference, then nobody was except for Juan Soto.
Well, yeah, that's the thing. Like, Trey Mancini is nice.
Sure. And so, same thing. So was Josh Bell. I think he would have upgraded their offense. Then you have to figure out what to do with it. But I think on its surface, those players would have been better with what they have.
Who are you pulling from the lineup, just out of curiosity?
For whom? Which one?
Well, the problem with Josh Bell is then you're going to have to ask Andrew McCutchen, who's been one of your better offensive players,
to actually
play the field goal.
Then let me ask you the question everyone wants to know. How do we not win a World Series? How do we get to the World Series?
I mean, honestly, I think that it's going to have to be taking some of the money that you just opened up. So the Brewers are going to have a little bit of money, in my eyes, to potentially spend this offseason. Yes, you're going to have to deal with some rising arbitration costs with some of your starting pitchers. But you don't have to spend $16 million now on Josh Hader. You're losing the $20-ish million that Lorenzo Cain was due this year. That's coming off of the books. You've got some money to go out there and find one of those bats that can be a difference maker, not a big time difference, you know, not Juan Soto, not Manny Machado, but you've got an opportunity to add to this offense.
So this is really Moneyball.
Yeah, 100%.
So the movie Moneyball wasn't about the A's, it's really about the Brewers.